On Friday, two top Arkansas lawmakers and Governor Asa Hutchinson fielded questions from reporters at a two-hour virtual roundtable. The press conference was hosted by the Arkansas Press Association and Associated Press. Questions regarded bills under consideration by the 93rd General Assembly, pandemic issues and procedures, as well as the recent attack by Trump supporters on the U.S. Capitol last week. Ozarks at-largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Along with incoming Senate President Jimmy Hickey, a Republican from Texarkana, House Speaker Matthew Shepard, a Republican from El Dorado, opened the virtual press conference, welcoming over a dozen reporters.
I appreciate the work that the Press Association and its members and the working press across the state and across our country do each and every day.
Shepard says constraining COVID-19 safeguards are in place in the state capitol to protect lawmakers, staff, lobbyists, and the public. So the press is required even more than ever to provide transparency into this year's session. Senator Hickey took the first question regarding the pandemic emergency declaration issued by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson last March, now extended through late February. A group of conservative lawmakers are seeking to scale back the emergency powers held by the governor and State Board of Health and lift COVID restrictions.
I believe on the Senate side, and of course that's all that I'll be talking about, it'll be on the Senate side. I believe that the support is there to work with the governor.
Hickey and Shepard say the legislative branch needs to have strict oversight of any declarations and restrictions during an emergency or catastrophe, which will require amending the Arkansas Emergency Powers Act. Increasing teacher pay to attract more teachers to the state and expanding broadband, as well as an inclusive hate crimes bill, were some of the first items also discussed.
You know, sometimes there are issues that you can resolve in advance of session and kind of have an idea of where you're headed as you move into session. I think because of the challenges of COVID and the fact that we've not had some of the interaction that we normally would have had prior to a session, that just creates an environment where we more or less have to get here and start having those discussions. I'm open to that discussion, but I want to hear, you know, all the different viewpoints, particularly from my membership on the House end. And then, you know, we'll see if we're able to develop consensus on that.
The two lawmakers were queried about beefing up security at the state capitol after pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. January 6th. Hickey responded first.
You know, here in Arkansas, we're all just citizen legislators, and these constituents, they know they can talk to us. And I'm hoping that from that standpoint, we don't have any type of trouble.
Shepard responded to a reporter's query about a controversial Stand Your Ground bill that will be reintroduced this session, which, if passed, would allow the use of deadly force to protect self and property. Nearly 35 states have enacted such laws. In the second hour of the virtual press conference, Governor Asa Hutchinson also expressed gratitude to Arkansas journalists.
I want to thank all of those that are participating in this, but also what you contribute in sometimes courageous fashions to our public knowledge and information and the scrutiny that you bring.
Hutchinson says he expects a safe assembly this year despite a worsening pandemic. Daily open-door meetings with legislators and in-person ceremonial bill signings will be limited this year, but Hutchinson believes much will be accomplished.
I expect that we're going to have income tax cuts. We're going to invest $100 million in our reserve fund that we'll be able to talk about the expansion of rural broadband, that we will raise teachers' pay during this session, and we'll accomplish sentencing reform, law enforcement reform, and pass hate crimes legislation.
Hutchinson was also queried about a bill to ban abortions in Arkansas, which he supports. He also expects lawmakers to debate pandemic funding and vaccination throughput.
I believe that during times of urgency and during times of challenge, we come together as a state and a nation. And we are certainly in a time of challenge here in the state of Arkansas, from the pandemic that we see here in our state and across the country to the pandemonium and panic that we have seen over the last week in Washington, D.C.
Referring to the December 6th pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, Hutchinson says Trump used, quote, bad judgment.
And the result of it is the riots in the nation's capital, destruction of property and loss of life, and a black mark on our democracy.
The governor says it's time to proceed through the transition and inauguration, saying impeaching Trump is not a solution. Hutchinson, a longtime Trump supporter, believes the outgoing president will not resign. He would not comment on possible criminal charges, but did say Trump's presidency is over.
Yes, I want this administration to end. That was chaotic. It was he misled his supporters. It hurt us.
With the Arkansas legislature now in session and reports of extremists organizing to violently protest across the country leading up to the inauguration and beyond, Hutchinson, who served as the first undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security, says measures are being taken to protect the public and property in Arkansas, including the state capitol.
Obviously, with what we saw in our nation's capital, the security will be heightened in terms of, one, trying to gather any intelligence about any threats, but also mindful that the public will be concerned and that we do not want to have any semblance of violence or riots here in Arkansas. I don't expect it, but we will be prepared for that in the event that becomes something to be more concerned with.
A link to the Arkansas General Assembly's daily calendar, bills, agendas, and videos can be found on OzarksAtLarge.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.